A lot of conflict here this morning. A lot of elbowing about where the hell are the donuts. Here's the deal. And I'm going to tell you right now. Women are better than men. And I'm going to prove this. There's this super cool salesperson named Amanda. She does everything with a smile. She's very mature and very professional. When she's in charge of the donuts, she's got them here by 9 at the latest. And Ron Cook is cool. Okay? When Patrick, who's my man, who's a guy, duh, and I'd probably have the donuts here about 2 p.m., Patrick gets the donuts here at 10:30. So my phone starts blowing up. Where the hell are the donuts? And Patrick sashays in here when he feels like it. And now everybody's angry, except the donuts are here. There's Amanda right there. That's her right up, right on the big board. Amanda, 9 o'clock. Patrick, 10:35. Who would you want the donuts from? I don't care. I don't eat them. Amanda. Darn tootin'. All right, let's do something cool. So I had her make sure her mom is not listening. I had to make sure that JC wasn't listening. Because we're going to do something spectacular on Sunday. But JC has become a family to us, myself and Patrick especially, and we're very close with her. She's battling terminal brain cancer. I've never met anybody so beautiful. And we were there the other day, and Patrick was shooting video, and I'm sitting on the couch with her, and she starts squeezing my hand. And she puts her head on my shoulder and she says, I love you, Marty. It screws up your heart, man. So, and her mom promised that they wouldn't be listening. And I would trust mom with my life. So Sunday, we're going to surprise her with Santa Claus. She wanted to see Santa Claus. What kid doesn't? And I called and texted two people yesterday because they're very close friends, actually like family to me. And they buy what we're selling here, and that's making a difference. That's Billy Saris and Norm Candelore. And I said to Billy, look, Santa's going to visit JC with us on Sunday at 2. Could you build her one of those baskets? And here in the studio right now is Norm Candelore. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Hey, Marty, how are you doing today?
Norm, this sort of thing, this rips at your heart the same way it does mine. Same with Billy, right?
Well, let me tell you, you started telling the story, just the introduction, and I started crying. Yeah. How's that? So I got the Kleenex in my pocket here, and I've been following this story on Facebook with you, and and JC, I don't know her personally, but you know, what do you say? How do you comfort somebody in a situation like this? And more importantly, the smile she has is enough to make you feel good every day. I don't think what to tell you.
And so, I mean, as soon as I texted you and then texted Billy, you said, heck yeah. And describe to folks, are we streaming, Patrick?
Yeah.
We are streaming right now live on Facebook as well, on my Facebook page, so you can see it. Tell our folks, describe what you have there, what we're going to give to little JC on Sunday, please.
When your call came in the building, he called upstairs and says, I need you to do something for me. I need you to be down Marty Griffin's radio show tomorrow morning at 10:35.
Right.
That's how fast it happens, first of all.
Yeah.
And that's just the Saris family and what they do. But we brought this basket down for JC. I hope you can see it here. It's loaded with all the Saris best included in there. Naturally, it even has a little stuffed animal here in the middle. If you can zoom in on there, Patrick, you can see it. But this is from the Saris Candies family. This is from Billy Saris and the family. And again, just something that Saris Candies continues to do every day. Support, 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 and give. That's what we do.
Well, we have to make a difference, Norma. Why the hell are we here otherwise, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. Your show and what you do with these different groups and different organizations is phenomenal. It's great to be part of it. We talk about it all the time. What can we do to give back? I'm honored because I get to come down and talk on behalf of Saris Candies. I've been here a long time. I've seen so much. It's unbelievable. But there's one thing I can always tell you. The Saris family, and especially Billy Saris, has a heart so big, gives every single day. And it's just amazing to be able to work for this company.
Well, and if we drill down on it, this is Norm Candelore. Quite frankly, you started a business, Candelore's Barking Beauties, not to make money, quite frankly, but to make a difference with your daughter.
Oh, absolutely. It's for my daughter. It's for my daughter. It's for my daughter. Absolutely, 100%. And so far, my son's now involved, so it's becoming a dream come true.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, if you wanted to have a wish list and wish give your daughter and your son something to carry on their future with, because I'm 64 years old. These kids are going to be around a long time, let's hope, and they have something, a great future, and maybe they'll thank dad someday. Who knows?
Well, and your business is creating wealth for young people that had no future.
42 people working now.
And how many of those young people, since they started working for you, have purchased homes, sir?
We had 6 houses purchased in the last 2 years by young adults, 24 to 28 years old.
It's actually
with families.
It's actually interesting. This is Norm Candelore, who is really critical in the success of Sarah's, quite frankly. And he started this business, Candelore's Barking Beauties, to help out his daughter. And now it's enabled young people to find hope and, by the way, a career, which is my next point. You're a contrarian. You don't believe that young people are lazy and uninspired.
Not that Sarah's is not a Candelore's. Absolutely not. In fact, we have the most hardest working individuals that I can't even exaggerate how much they give me every single day. And this is their business. I mean, honestly, I get the fame and glory because my last name is Candelore.
Right.
But these young kids have made the business what it is, and they just continue every day to surprise me. And they are animals we deal with. We deal with many of them. It's not easy. It's up and down. It's nonstop. It's sometimes they get bit, pooped on, peed on. Right. It's amazing. That's all I can tell you.
So a lot of folks out there that are listening that have kids or grandkids that are locked down on a couch. Tell me how, because you've obviously found some formula for success. How do you get them off the couch and working as hard as your folks do?
Well, I don't know. I don't have the answer for that. I guess I'm used to working every day in my life. I started selling clothes when I was 13 years old, so I'm used to working every day in my life. I don't know why you don't want to wake up in the morning with not having a purpose or having something to go to.
How do you inspire these kids when others can't?
We inspire them with excitement.
Okay.
We have a reason to show up at work because we have an exciting business. I understand somewhere. I've been blessed because I'm in the candy business, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And I'm in the dog business, which is everybody loves.
Yeah.
So I have a market where people enjoy working with it, and they come to work every day, and it works out for us. I don't know why with the job market the way it is today. I heard a guy coming in here said he's paying $18 an hour, and he can't get anybody to show up even for the interview or show up the first day of work. I don't get it. I mean, I don't understand what, you know, if you're looking for a career and you got to quit worrying about today. You got to look for your future. And I know everybody says one day at a time, but that government money is going to run out. It's going to run out.
Yes, sir.
And maybe not today, maybe not a couple months, but it's going to run out and you're going to need a future and a career. And right now there are jobs everywhere. If it was me, I'd be jumping on one of those jobs if it was me. But that's just me.
No, you're crazy like I am. My brother, that is a beautiful basket. A Santa Claus will be handing that to JC Sunday afternoon.
Very proud to be part of it, Marty. Thank you so much.
Tell Billy we said thanks.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right, man. That's what it's all about.